Hello everyone, how y'all doing?
Good.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Tired.
Just going against one different. You know, seeing different schemes, different players. A great defense, obviously, made the playoff last year. We're one of the better defense in the league, so it'll be good just to practice with some guys and see them
trying to another team, right?
Kansas City.
Did you get a feeling that they treated you any differently than you get treated out here, as far as maybe hitting you a little harder, hitting you more, or did they stay off you?
Yeah, it was kind of like, I got hit a couple times, you know, it wasn't anything just out of the ordinary.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's all competition. You know, guys are, trying to make each other better. You know, no one is out there trying to intentionally hurt someone.
Adrian, you talked about different players. As a veteran on this team, seeing the new talent, what has stood out to you so much? Treadwell, any players that have kind of caught your eye with the new talent on the team?
Yeah, Treadwell is a guy that stands out. I love the way he positioned his body in. Make himself able to catch the ball. Who else? Some of the other younger guys, some of the receivers. The receiving corps, that group is pretty impressive. They have some agile guys at the receiver position. So we'll see once these preseason games start rolling around. We'll see what these guys are really about.
Did Marshall Paul have any words of advice?
Well, I'm actually going to talk to him out there, talk to you guys. But, We were on other topics.
Adrian, you'll probably pass, as long as you haven't hurt or something, you'll pass a number of guys probably this year on the all-time rushing yards list. I mean, how will that sort of mean to you when you pass each one of those guys?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll feel good, I'm really more focused on just helping my team win each week, and I know records are made to be broke, and I think I was in the top 15 or something, leaving out last year. So it'll be cool, just able to sit back and just take it all in, and as I gradually pass everyone.
1,000 yards puts you in the top 8. And is that top 10? Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. I just try to stay humble and just keep working. Not get caught up in the hype of everything. I just got to keep putting the work in.
You think you'll play and do you want to play? You come up with anything new to convince you?
Not really. I think if I really press it to Coach Zim, he'll let me get some snaps. So we'll see how that goes.
Adrian, Norv was talking earlier today about how, depending on the matchups, Jarek might get a lot more touches than he had in the past. What did you think about that, if maybe your snaps decrease a little bit because of that?
Did you say what situations?
Just certain teams he might struggle with, like a running back like McKinnon a little more coming out of the backfield.
Well, you look at Jarek, he's a dynamic back. He's great at running the ball, route running. Coming out of college, he was an athlete. He did so much. He played quarterback. When you have him on the field, he's able to make plays one-on-one. Some better than our receiver. So it's only smart to use that guy and to put him in there against different defensive looks so we can take advantage of him.
Last afternoon practice before you head down to Cincinnati, obviously morning practice tomorrow, but concluding the camp, do you feel anything's different? Are you excited for the season? What kind of sparks this camp this year from the others?
Just the chemistry, that we're building, guys are working hard on both sides of the ball, mostly just the chemistry, so that's what I'm more excited about.
What do people know about Zach Lyon?
Zach Lyon? He's a underrated guy, but he's like the ultimate warrior. For the past 2 or 3 years, I've seen him come to camp and blood coming down his face from banging into guys. So he's a great athlete. Great hands, and he's second all time leading rusher at SMU.
What do you think you can change to change that?
He's been here.
Oh, McKinnon?
Yeah.
He's becoming a better back. His run game, he's becoming more physical. I noticed that about him. And just more crisp when it comes to him running routes and his footwork. You know, so those are the things I notice about him.
Have you ever seen that bleed as much as
him? No. He bleeds a lot.
Adrian, was a rookie hazing alive and well when you were a rookie?
Yeah, he was.
What's the worst thing that happened to you?
They didn't really do too much to me. You know, they couldn't catch me, first of all. They couldn't hold me down. Carried some helmets, some shoulder pads. It wasn't too bad.
That's pretty much all that you guys do now, right? Just carrying the pads.
Yeah.
Just carry pads.
Yeah, but my rookie year, I remember them tying somebody up to the goalpost. They take them up to the goalpost. And that was pretty cool to see. But we can't do anything like that. You know, that'd go crazy. All right, thanks.
Thanks.